We're ready whenever you are.
Okay. So what does LaRouche obsolesce?
Carotene.
Carotene. And what does he retrieve?
Herbert Armstrong.
And he flips into?
Peter Beater.
Peter Beater. All right. Garrett Dean, and when I say personal, a lot of people would understand that by what's your mentor. People say, well, so-and-so was my mentor. That's partly getting into the personal division, part nine of our 10 holy offices. LaRouche obsolesces Garrett Dean because maybe I won't go into that now until I talk about Garrett. It's just that LaRouche is not that interested in personal. The dialectician would not be concerned too much about the personal relationship with somebody. They're just interested in what their abilities of thinking and producing and being competent thinkers. You know what I mean? It's like another part of being indifferent to whether they clothes, what kind of clothes they wear, what race, creed, whether they have bad breath or not. And that would include any personal interaction with them. They're almost like, you know, efficient experts, efficient addicts, efficiency addicts. Let's get this done. We gotta do this. We got goals. We gotta get better technological environments. Okay, so now we flip into Beater. We went back to this, to Herbert and LaRouche, and now we're doing astronomy, right? Let's look at astronomy and why Dr. Beater. Well, traditional astronomy looks at the skies. Dr. Beater, he updates astronomy because when you start looking at the skies, according to Beater, you look for particle beam weapons on the moon. You look for Russian cosmospheres. You look for things in space that are man-made that nobody knows are up there. All right? This is what Beater talked about in the 70s and early 80s, about the incredible progression of the Russian space program. They had militaristic vehicles called cosmospheres. They knocked out the moon base that the Rockefeller set up there on September 27th, 1977, and they took over the moon. And it was, you're looking at, when you look through the telescope, you'd be looking for Russian cosmospheres rather than looking for the latest galaxy or asteroid coming to nuke the Earth, right? So Beater, that was partly with tongue-in-cheek that I have Beater, he is updating astronomy because he gets you to look at man-made artifacts in the immediate atmosphere around the Earth, not just first nature galaxies and stars and planets and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is Beater obsolesce?
Mabe Russell.
Yes. Mabe Russell would, I think I'll go back into that when we get to Mabe Russell, but yes, and he retrieves...
Cosmic awareness.
Yes, cosmic awareness was the only information network that promoted Dr. Beater. They even claim that cosmic awareness in its channelings discussed the validity of Dr. Beater's material. So cosmic awareness was one of the best promoters of the obscure Dr. Beater.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I mean, Paul Shockley, who just died in May,
right.
The third channel for cosmic awareness,
uh-huh.
The first one being Ralph Doobie in the early 60s, he died in January 67. The second channel, Dave Worster from summer of 67 till August 74, was the second channel of cosmic awareness, and then Paul Shockley from 75 to 95, let's say. He's the one who went into trance, and his associates asked cosmic awareness questions about Dr. Beater, whether it was true or not, and cosmic awareness supported it. And that was one of the only information outlets that talked about Beater. Beater was very obscure, even though he was known on Wall Street and the corporate level, but the average citizen out there never heard of Beater. Not too much. Okay, so that what does Beater flip into? When pushed to extreme?
Mm-hmm.
What does he flip
Garrett
into?
Garrett Dean.
He flips into Garrett Dean.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that. So then the next one is...
Arithmetic.
That's Mabe Russell.
Yes.
Now, Mabe Russell would read newspapers. Dr. Beater didn't read newspapers. He had inside information on the people behind the scenes who would never be in the papers. You know, the solar government kind of people that no one even knows about.
People would call him and tell him, you know, what was going down.
they would come and meet him. I mean, yeah, he had his own sources because he was part of that establishment in intelligence work himself. And then he became a critic of it. And so his intelligence sources, he first began in being the public deep beater that I'm talking about. I mean, Dr. Beter was a famous lawyer in Washington. He was very important in bringing the Japanese into the American economy because he recommended that the Export-Import Bank allow the Japanese to be involved with American business. And it was only his intervention that made that possible. I won't go into the details of that right now, but he then ran for governor of West Virginia in 1967, but the corruption forced him out to be an independent. He then went to the Congo in 68 to be an advisor on mining and gold stuff. And while he was in the Congo, in Congo or Zaire, in 1971-72, British intelligence came to him. And you actually can see the diary excerpt on Android Memes of Anachrony, where Beter's telling me about how they came to him. They came to him and told him about what was going on after Watergate. This was during the Watergate crisis, 72-73, when Nixon was being Watergated. And they told him what was happening behind the scenes, and told him there was no, I think they told him there was no gold in Fort Knox. So he came back and put out a book in 1973 called The Conspiracy Against the Dollar. And that would get published by a regular New York publisher and circulate around. People reviewed it. And then he started going into the more secret stuff. And that wouldn't get published, so he made a tape series starting in 1975, an audio letter every month. You'd get a letter and he'd give you the update based on his various secret sources. So, why am I talking about Beter? So Mae Brussel. Now, Mae Brussel didn't have access to intelligence world. She was not employed in that world. She's just an average American who read the newspapers. So she would look at what happened to names from the news in the papers and look up documents and research what these people were doing and where they led to. So it was like the best pattern recognition, Mae provided the best pattern recognition of someone reading 10 newspapers a day, diligently reading books as they came out and reports, all kinds of documents. She would be adding up where the bodies were buried. She'd add up who got killed, who got knocked off, who didn't, and why. And in terms of what I would call figures, as McLuhan deals with the ground, the rhetorical ground, Mae dealt with the figures, the people who apparently were observable in the newscape as in the news landscape as operatives and important people. So I call that arithmetic, and it's not number arithmetic. It is media arithmetic because you're looking at the content, deciding what figures are influencing what other figures. So it was a mediated or virtual reality kind of arithmetic. So that's Mae Brussel.